Today's November 5th, 2018, and you're listening to the Super Mega Minute. I'm your host, Fred Wood, and I've got some news about some games. BlizzCon happened this weekend, bringing a few fun announcements and one that got some boos. World of Warcraft Classic, a game made for people who remember the old days of WoW fondly and inaccurately, is launching next summer. WoW Classic is a gussied-up version of the vanilla WoW experience, specifically patch 1.12, with some updated visuals and quality of life improvements that have been developed over the last 300 years of WoW's active service. WoW Classic will be available for free to players who have an active World of Warcraft subscription, which is $15 a month or $78 for 6 months. Blizzard also announced a new playable character for Overwatch, Elizabeth Caledonia Ashe. Ashe appears to be a cyborg cowgirl with a robotic sidekick named Bob, and she's part of the Deadlock gang. Ashe will be added to the game soon and comes with another animated short called Reunion. They also announced the character Echo, who is still in development and will be further detailed in a future update. It may not be the game in Blizzard's library that needed a refresh, but they also announced Warcraft 3 Reforged. Reforged is a remastered version of Warcraft 3 Reign of Chaos with new character models and animation and all of the original campaigns. It'll have custom games, balance changes, and reintroduces the World Editor tool, which spawned Dota and the entire MOBA genre. Warcraft 3 Reforged launches sometime in 2019 at $30. Blizzard also announced a new Diablo, but not the Diablo that anyone seems to want. Diablo Immortal is a mobile RPG developed by Blizzard and NetEase, and seems to be the majority of the Diablo experience, just designed for mobile. I can understand why Diablo fans are frustrated that the new Diablo announcement isn't a PC game in the vein of what they're used to, but the reaction from the community is beyond toxic. It's important for folks to remember that, with NetEase at the reins of this project, time and resources aren't being taken away from Diablo 4, which is of course happening. Alan Adams said to Kotaku in an interview about the vitriol they're facing, "We knew our audience here desperately wants to see and hear about one thing in particular. The truth is that we have multiple Diablo teams working on multiple unannounced Diablo projects. So to the angry Diablo fans out there, I say chill, and give them some time to make the thing that they know you want." I recommend heading to Kotaku to read the interview with Alan Adam in full. Nidhogg 2 is coming to the Switch. It's a one-on-one fighting and tug-of-war game that pits player against player with a variety of weapons. One player kills the other and runs for the goal before the other can respawn and take the other out. It has an incredibly simple combat loop that's tons of fun to play, and it's perfect for the Switch. I've had more than a few parties that have devolved into long games of Nidhogg bouts, and this kind of competitive local multiplayer will be great for tabletop battles. Nidhogg 2 is already available on PC, PS4, and Xbox One, but it'll be worth double-dipping for on the Switch on November 22nd. Dreams is an incredibly ambitious PlayStation 4 creation game by Media Molecule. It was announced in 2015 and has been in development since at least 2012 and is expected to release in 2019. Calling it a game is a little complicated, as it's much more than a game. Much like Little Big Planet before it, it is not only a playable title, but is also a toolkit for intrepid creators to make their own levels and scenes. Dreams has been shown off dozens of times with incredibly impressive demonstrations of different styles of games that have been built in it. For the 10th anniversary of Little Big Planet, they showed off one of the most impressive demonstrations yet. They recreated the introduction level of Little Big Planet in its entirety, with seemingly faithful reproductions of the game's physics and handling. Dreams has sounded a little too good to be true since its unveiling, but they have continued to wow me every single time they draw back the curtains just a little more. I hope that Dreams does come true in 2019. The Nintendo Switch is a gaming system first and foremost, and the lack of entertainment apps on it has reinforced that notion. There's a seemingly credible rumor that there is a YouTube app coming to the Switch on November 8th, which would be a welcome addition to the platform. I'm not so proud that I can't admit that I could have used a native YouTube app on the Switch to figure out my way through a couple of shrines in Breath of the Wild. And while we're speculating wildly, I'd also love to see the ability to upload video clips from the Switch directly to YouTube, like we can for Facebook and Twitter. I guess we'll just have to wait a couple of days and see how this one pans out. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Super Mega Minute. To my friends here in the United States, tomorrow's the day to vote, so go exercise your civic duties if you're able. A number of rideshare services like Lyft, Lime, and Uber are offering discounted or free trips to the polls, so take advantage of that. Thanks again to Retphonic for the use of the track Zeitgeist off the Green EP, which is available on Bandcamp. It's a great album, so maybe go stream it. And again, thank you for listening. Have a great day, and I hope to reach you again soon.